The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, maybe if you walk through Stephen's Green, you'll hear a soundtrack of Christmas carols, because after all the ups and downs, it looks like the live Christmas crib is returning to Dublin City Centre. Mairead Cleary, our reporter, has been in St. Stephen's Green. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, what did you find?
Well, I found that animals are actually returning to the city centre. A donkey, two sheep and a goat will be here. It's part of that, you know, 20-odd year-long tradition.
So you were there this morning for the launch of the crib. How many donkeys turned up?
Well, actually, funnily enough, at the launch, there was none.
None.
So it won't be actually open for business, and there won't be animals there until the 8th of December to the 22nd. And, you know, this is following a lot of controversy around this seemingly harmless tradition. So we, the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Caroline Conroy, she would normally have accommodated the crib at her residence at the Mansion House, but she announced earlier this year that that wasn't going to go ahead. There was a big public reaction. You know, even the Taoiseach said that sorting out this issue is above his pay grade. We'd other ministers saying, you know, it was a shame and, you know, it should go ahead. Now, I've actually been speaking to Minister of State Patrick O'Donovan, who explains how a solution came about to accommodate animals in the city.
When it became evident that there wasn't going to be a change in the decision, I encouraged my own department to work as closely as possible with the IFA to make sure that we didn't lose this. This is too important to lose. And I know that, you know, there is an agenda in some spheres at the moment to almost dump everything that's traditional. You know, and I mean, I even see there the word Christmas itself is now being erased from an awful lot of advertising hoarding and everything. Winter in Dublin as opposed to Christmas in Dublin. So look, this is a tradition. It's part of who we are as Irish people. There isn't a person in this country that hasn't some connection to the country or some connection to a farmyard.
Okay, so that said, the Minister of State, Patrick O'Donovan, how are the animals going to be managed? Where are they going to come from?
So the Sherlock family from County Wicklow have supplied the animals for this tradition for years now. They're actually going to be brought in and out of St. Stephen's Green every single day. And like that, it's all arranged to the IFA, as the Minister mentioned. And its President, Tim Cullinan, said there's something special about having a live animal scene in the city, and the demand for the crib is huge.
I suppose the serious side of this was, you know, it's a tradition that we've been involved with here in Dublin City Centre for the best part of 30 years, and you know, the important thing with that is, you know, that the children, particularly around the inner city here, can come in here and see the play, react with the live animals, and you know, we'll have the full nativity crib with the live animals, and that continues. And I think, you know, a lot of people, even from around Dublin City, had contacted me directly that they wanted the tradition to continue. And you know, so we've done everything in our power that it would. And of course, I did say at the time myself that we would have a live crib in Dublin City Centre, and I'm absolutely delighted today to be here, you know, at the launch of this event. And you know, it's going ahead now, and so it's excellent news.
All right, that is good news. Now, when and where can people find the crib in St. Stephen's Green? Competition for the ducks.
Competition for the ducks, indeed. Yeah, it's not the only live animal in that scene, or in that park, rather. So it's on the Shelburne Hotel side of the park. There's a summer house there. It's just near the pedestrian entrance there. So it's very easy to find. It's just beside those lakes. The structure itself is protected. And head of National Historic Properties at the OPW, Katie Morriso, doesn't expect it to be damaged by the crib or its inhabitants.
So the summer house is one of our historic buildings within St. Stephen's Green. So we're going to be protecting the floor by putting down a proper matting. They'll be very comfortable for the animals. And then we're going to put in a wooden railing, which will protect the structure itself. In terms of everybody coming in, we've got a nice wide path that everybody will be able to come in. They'll be able to see the animals, but the animals will be able to keep a little bit of a distance if they want. And then they'll be able to go on and enjoy the rest of St. Stephen's Green.
So that is the head of National Historic Properties at the OPW, Katie Morriso, ending that report from Mairead Cleary.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.